The Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeBlantis. We're talking about one of Ro's favorite things here coming up. I'm going to guess you're going to be opposed to this whole thing, Ro, but we're going to learn all the details about the new scooter program.
Don't prejudge me.
I am. You're judgy, and I am prejudging you.
You're prejudging me because I prejudge everything else?
Because
is that
you
what
do.
You're doing?
You do this.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
I think it's totally right, but I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to listen to whole scooter program that is unveiling this week in the city.
So the idea here, well, I'll let, you know what? We have the expert.
We do.
We have the person from the city who can explain this. Commissioner of Chicago's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, Rosa Escareno. And Rosa's going to help us here begin to understand. Because the idea of this, Rosa, does not appeal to me. I am very worried about what is about to transpire here in Chicago. Because the idea is motorized, sort of a divvy program for motorized scooters, right? That's the idea?
Yes. And look, I understand that you may have some concerns, but look, in Chicago, we decided to do it differently from other cities. We are testing in a very conservative program with a total of 2,500 scooters in a very large geographic area. They're not going to be downtown where you have a lot of congestion, right? They're going to be primarily west of Halsted. On the south, the river is the limit. And on the north, the river and as far up as Irving Park. And then to the west, city limits. So it's a very large geographic area for 2,500 scooters. And we have built and designed a pilot that we think places a lot of ownership for the companies to address the issues. And when they don't address them, if we, the city, have to step in and correct them, we will be citing the companies if they're not addressing the issues. So I think, I think it's important that we test a pilot here in Chicago because I think many people will have those same concerns as you do, Ro. And we want to make sure that through a pilot, we can determine whether this is something that's going to work here in Chicago.
Okay. I got a couple questions. Let's start with this.
Yeah.
All right. So it's west of Halsted primarily. That's where these are going to be available. But what happens if you try to take the scooter east of Halsted?
Well, the beauty of technology is that we are requiring through geofencing that scooters not be allowed to operate within those outside of the geography area that I just described.
So
what will happen if
stop?
You're riding?
It locks up.
No, well, at some point, we don't want it to lock up right away because we don't want you to bounce off of it, but it will slow, and then it will come to a stop as soon as you hit that particular geofenced area. So you will not stop immediately, but it will slow and then stop, and then it will not be able to operate outside of the geography.
Okay.
But in a safe way, though, right? I mean, that's the
thing. Absolutely.
I know golf cart technology has this, too. Like, if you drive in a place you're not supposed to drive, it slows down, it beeps at you, it tells you that you have to back up or do whatever you have to do. But that's an open area. These people are going to be on the roads, right? They're going to be on the street, surface streets. All right, so now, where do people leave them? I know one of the problems other cities have had with these is that people just stop and leave them in the middle of the street, and they're larger items than bicycles in a lot of ways. They're thicker.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we have very specific instructions working with the companies to ensure that these scooters operate just like bikes. So, for example, wherever a bike today can be, this is where scooters can be. So, for example, they cannot be on the sidewalk. They can park them in areas of the sidewalk that are not obstructing the public way. And again, as I indicated earlier, if we find that these scooters are kind of laying out in the middle of the street, in the middle of the sidewalk, or in the middle of the street, and they're not corrected, we can issue violations to the company just on where we find them or where they are identified. So we have very, very strict requirements for these companies to ensure that they're complying. But look, I think through a pilot like the one we're launching, it's important for us to test that. If we start to see that this is a big issue for us, guess what? We can either suspend that company and boot them off of the pilot, or we could terminate the pilot depending on how many problems we see.
So what do they do to the consumer? I want to take this from the consumer side. So let's say I go out and I get one of these scooters, and I'm riding around, and I'm your standard Chicago Jag, and I just leave the scooter out in the middle of the street somewhere. Does the company find me? What happens? How does the company, as an individual, how much responsibility do I have? I know you want to go after the companies, but it's really the individuals who are going to be taking advantage of this.
Right. The companies have, through their technology, are providing messaging to their users. I know that some of these companies are also requiring that the user take a photograph of the scooter, where they left it, where they parked it, to ensure that they are following proper procedures as outlined by the city. We know that some of the efforts and steps that are being taken by the companies have worked in other cities to ensure that the users are doing the right thing. And so we are, again, testing these concepts, trying to determine whether the strong requirements that we've imposed in this pilot are actually going to work. And so that is, we're using some of the best practices that have already been implemented in other cities to see if those kinds of requirements work here, specifically when the company is informing the user of the proper utilization of the scooter. And so we're working with the companies on that. Public awareness becomes really important in a new project like this one. So we're encouraging the consumers to work with those companies, but we're not just relying on the companies. We, the city, are launching our own public awareness campaign so that we can tell the users and the consumers what they should be, the do's and don'ts, right? What they should and shouldn't be doing.
Rosa, is the theory that they're going to all hit the bike lanes, all the scooters, or are they on the streets, or are they on the sidewalks, or where do they go? What's okay?
Again, it is important that the users know, and our public awareness campaign will highlight this, is that they can be anywhere where bikes can be. They can operate on the bike lanes, and that they should not. They're completely prohibited from operating on the sidewalk.
I hope so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do they get to go through red lights too, just like the bikes, all the stop signs?
You know, this is, again, consumer beware, consumer, use your common sense. Rules of the road apply when you are on the street. It is so important. Use of helmet, so important. And so this is the kind of information, and thank you guys for actually having us using this as a platform to remind the residents that it's really important that they follow safety, rules of the road, use your helmets. All those things are so key to ensuring the safety of everyone on the road.
Yeah. You're not going to thank us by the time this is over. I what is the city getting out of this? I don't understand what the upside is for Chicago.
Do we tax this?
Well, you know, there are, yes, and we are also imposing a fee for each scooter that is on the road. There's a permit. There's a cost of $250 for each company in terms of the permit, but then there is a cost per scooter that will be on the road. And yes, there is, there's mobility options that we want to test. So, for example, any time that we can take a vehicle off the road and provide our residents other options of transportation, that not only increases options for our residents to have other ways of mobility across the city, but anytime you take a vehicle off the road, the safety improves, and also the carbons in our city, all of the environmental benefits are there.
Well, these things, are these electric? What are these?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay, all right. So, but they go up to like 30 miles an hour?
They are capped at 15 miles per hour
15,
on the road.
15. 15. 15. Okay. 15. Yeah, because 50. All right. Here's the deal. I just have an image, and I see this happen every once in a while with the divvy. And as I like to refer to people who get lost on their divvies, divviets that I see at times on Lakeshore Drive.
Right,
let me just give you a little example, Rosa. You know, downtown, yeah. Lakeshore Drive, you get on Michigan Avenue, right? You get on Lakeshore Drive at Oak Street. You know, the people, there's the outer drive and the inner drive. And if you're not really familiar with the area, it could be very confusing, I think, for some people. So northbound, right? And all of a sudden you get you get somebody on a divvy and they're like, oh, I want to go out to the beach. And then they go on to Lakeshore Drive, onto the outer drive, underneath. Oh, it's a tunnel. Look at this. It's fun. And then all of a sudden the traffic comes at you, including the 153, you know, the 147 bus and the whole thing. And then they're all freaked out. And then they're pedaling on Lakeshore Drive. I can imagine that there will be people, because they're on a scooter, are going to think, well, I could do this because it's 15 miles an hour, when the traffic on Lakeshore Drive is 40 miles an hour. And you can't.
I think you should be working on our public awareness campaign, because
you don't want
things.
That.
Number one, well, maybe not, but let me just say this. Number one is they are not going east of Halsted. That's number one.
Right.
We don't want them in congested areas.
Yes. Yes.
Number two is that that's why it's so important that people must know the rules of the road.
Rules of the road.
When we're driving on the road, there are plenty of signs that tell you where to go, where to turn, where not to turn. And so people need to be mindful. They are on the road, and they need to be mindful of the rules of the road.
That's a funny thing here, is that you don't need a license for this, right? You can just get one of these scooters. It's like the same thing with a Divvy bike. You don't have to have a license for that. And I think there's a lot of people who don't understand that. Most bicyclists don't understand the rules of the road. They figure the red light is optional and this and that. They can, you know, especially the people who are down here, you know, the delivery people and stuff like that are on their bikes. It's the wild west. Let's just be honest. And I'm glad that you are geofencing. I'm glad that this is a pilot program that this is very specific
Makes
areas.
Sense.
So let's explain again where this is. It's west of Halstead and south of Irving, right?
It's south of Irving, and also the river is also a border on the
river.
North, and on the south is the river.
On the south,
I would say generally like Ogden-ish area on the south.
Okay.
And this is the reason why we designated that area. Is we have very diverse neighborhoods, and this is an area where Divvy isn't going next, right? Divvy is expanding south. Divvy is already in the east side and throughout the city, and this is an area where we felt that we wanted to test this. Also, a very important part of our pilot, and we're very proud of this, is that we are forcing the companies to rebalance or to start all 50% of the scooters west of Kedzie, in some areas west of Pulaski, because we want our residents on the west side of Chicago to be able to test these as a concept to get from, first mile, last mile. So if they need to get to the train station, if they need to go to the bus station, these could be additional modes that can help them get to where they need to go. They need to go to work. And these are quick, easy ways that they can test. And we also want to test whether there is an opportunity to expand transportation option in these areas.
We just had a listener call in. She's blind. She says, do they make a sound or something so that you know they're coming or that you can sort of hear that they're around you?
Yes, so they're all required to have a bell. They're all required to have lighting, and for the evening. And so yes, they're all. And we also within our pilot have requirements for accessible scooters. And so the different companies are to provide their accessible plan to us, as well as ensure that they have the device that will ring and ensure that people.
So accessible scooter like those things at Walmart. Like that kind of an access, like a three-wheeled scooter, like a...
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we're actually, we do want that. We, as part of one of the groups that we sat down with is our accessible community was part of our engagement, and they provided feedback, and so we built that into this pilot.
So I'm a little confused, though. So you have an app. Right. So you have an app.
We got to do this as a show. We should all go out one night and scooter home.
We have to find ourselves. Well, we can't because,
can. I can.
Yeah.
Sort
you're
of.
The only
yeah,
one west of Halstead.
Why don't you visit the west side? You don't have to go home. Just go out and visit the west side.
Trust me. You don't want to know where I visit on the west side. So the question is, I got the app and I say, okay, find one of these scooters near me. Right. And then I go and I find the scooter where I have to walk to the scooter to find the scooter. Then I get on the scooter and it could be anywhere. Theoretically, it would be parked on a street in a proper parking area. And then I go and I get on the scooter and then I drive it to wherever I want to drive it. Then I leave it there.
Right. There's no docking at all.
Right. Not like a Divvy thing.
You don't find them in little docking stations. They're just there. And your app tells you where it is.
Okay. And it might be close, go ahead.
And just remember, you could leave it anywhere where you today would leave your own personal bike. Would you leave it in the middle of the sidewalk? No, you wouldn't. You would, put it in a location, by the pole, and you would secure it, right? And so these would be, the idea is to place them anywhere where a bike would be allowed to be placed and parked.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to trust that that's your rule. That's the rule. Okay. I'll be part of you. I got to get a helmet. I'm going to wear a Bears helmet for it, but I got the whole thing worked out. All right. Rosa, you've been a very good sport.
Yes.
Let's just see how this works. And it starts this weekend, right?
It starts. starts on, we're launching on the 15th. Yes, the companies are to provide us different locations throughout the city where they're going to be launching from. So to our consumers, we ask you to visit the City of Chicago website. We will be distributing flyers on the do's and don'ts. We're happy to get you guys those flyers so that you can communicate to the audience. Because like you said, no, there is no driver's license required, yeah, but people should know the rules of the road the do's and don'ts.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Rosa, we will talk to you next week as my guest.
We're going to need you. God,
I hope this is not going to be a weekly call.
We'll find out. If things go well this weekend, we'll talk to you. If things don't go well this weekend, we'll talk to you, too.
I'm always open to a discussion. Thank you guys so much for bringing attention to this and the public safety side of things.
Thank you, Rosa.
So much.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Rosa Escareno, who's the commissioner of business affairs and public, biking.
I'm so scared. I know.
Oh, this is going to be... I know that the best laid plans.
Yeah.
Right? And the road to hell paved with good intentions here.
Well, paved with scooters. A big thing with bicyclists is that they don't stop at stoplights because it takes extra energy. They have to brake and then they have to use their legs to power up again. Now, with these, you don't have to do that. You just have, the accelerator and decelerator.
Yeah,
whatever.
Okay. All right. Stop trying to make excuses. There is going to be a... I'm afraid to say that there is going to be a mass casualty event associated with this. Is going to take these things away.
Yeah,
we are not responsible enough. This is like going to the worst classroom in America and saying, "I'm going to give you lawn darts and you guys go out and play with them." That is what this is like. I think I just don't see this ending well.